Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Friday Five, my weekly update from the wonderful world of well-being. And gosh, it has been good to get back to the UK this week after my summer break in Italy. All thankfully wonderfully calm and easy travelling to and from. Lots of happy socialising over there with friends and family. And while I was there, I did do a bit of a digital detox. I switched off my social media channels for a couple of weeks, which felt a bit hardcore, I must confess, given my daily posting habit. But it was a very good break. And it was good to keep in mind that we can, of course, switch off. And I do recommend it if you haven't had the chance to go screen free for a while, maybe this bank holiday weekend, if you're listening to me in real time. Well, I simply move my Instagram and Twitter icons off my phone's home screen. I turned off notifications and I resisted, well, just the urge to log back in to see what was going on. And of course, when I did reunite with my social media communities earlier this week, there were lots and lots of very lovely messages to catch up on. So thank you very much for these, and apologies if I haven't yet replied to all. Well, while I was switched off and slightly zoned out, I had the chance to catch up listening to a few of my own favourite podcasts. And one of the most fascinating experiences for me, and well, for my whole family, actually, this past year or so, has been delving into our personal nutrigenomics, or DNA testing. And I first discovered this when I was researching functional medicine protocols to help my eldest daughter, Lily, who, as many of you know, has a debilitating chronic pain and autoimmune disease. Well, one of the doctors that she's been under, a brilliant consultant who used to be based at the Chelsea and Westminster Hospital, specialising in female healthcare, gynaecology, menopause, and so much more, is Dr. Tina Piers. And you may remember that I recorded a podcast with her last year about the benefits of using ivermectin in COVID, for example, for prevention, early intervention and treatment of COVID, something that she has investigated much more on, if you're interested, including long COVID and the link with histamine intolerance also. Anyway, I digress. You'll find all of that on her website, which is drtinapiers.com, if you'd like to have a look at that. But when Lily first saw Dr. Piers, she immediately suspected a histamine intolerance. And that led us to finding Emma Beswick and LifeCode GX, the amazing British company that does safe, easy, and really so, so helpful nutritional genetic testing for all kinds of interesting things. So Lily went along and she was indeed found to have a genetic histamine intolerance. And that was fascinating and also very difficult because she's now on a low histamine diet. And if that's something that affects you or you want to find out more, then you will find features on that that we have written. Having had Lily pretty much as our guinea pig, there's quite a lot on the lizarwellbeing.com website now about histamine and histamine intolerance and histamine-free diet. So do take a look if you are interested. But what was also interesting was discovering that she doesn't transport vitamin D very efficiently. And as we know, this is such a crucial nutrient. And vitamin D is actually a hormone, it's not a vitamin. And it's crucial for our immune system and for mental health, for anxiety, anxiety. It's important in creating serotonin, for example. And it's also very, very important for an easier recovery from COVID too. So it's a really big deal sorting out our vitamin D levels. So after Lily had her nutritional DNA screening, I decided to go along and have mine done and see what vitamins I should be having more or maybe less of. And for me, this was also revelatory. I discovered, for example, that I would make a totally hopeless vegan because I don't have the gene that converts beta carotene, which is the vegetable form of vitamin A, into retinol, which is the animal form. And that's a fundamentally important vitamin for healthy eyesight and so much more. So that was really interesting. And I did have a few other genetic variances, meaning that I need a bit more vitamin D, for example, a bit more than I thought I did. And to explain all of this personalized nutrition stuff in a bit more detail, because it is so fascinating, I'm going to share now part of a really interesting interview with the founder of Life Code GX, Emma Bezik. She is the nutritional therapist and genetic screening pioneer here. And by the way, Emma's sound was a bit muffled at the start, which is why you will mostly hear me talking at the beginning and then Emma picks up a little bit later on in the interview. I think nutritionists and academics are talking more and more about personalized nutrition, and that there is no such thing as the perfect diet, and you can't say, oh, you've got to be keto, you've got to be plant-based, you've got to be, you know, paleo, whatever it is. It is so prescriptive, isn't it? And, you know, one example of that, which I'll share from my journey when you did my screening, is I would make a hopeless vegan. And, you know, one of the reasons for that is that I don't have the gene that converts beta carotene, the vegetable form of vitamin A, into retinol. So the only way I'm going to get my retinol is through eating animal products. You know, I have to have my meat, my dairy, my eggs, all of that, which, you know, fortunately I do anyway. I mean, maybe my body is naturally telling me that's what I need. That's been an interesting area to think about. But, you know, if I didn't know that and was purely plant-based, just relying on my beta-carotene, thinking, oh, that's fine because I'm going to convert, everyone converts beta-carotene into retinol. And retinol is fundamental for, you know, brain health and eyesight and having healthy babies and all of this.
Yeah.
Isn't that fascinating? How common is that conversion block?
It's quite common.
Really?
Yeah, it is quite common. I mean, it does make you question, I think, when you look at genetics, that how many people can be healthy vegans without support. So I completely agree and understand that some people wish to be vegan for ethical reasons. Mm. And I think you could do a genetic test, a nutrigenomics test, and you could still get great value from understanding that these are my weak points, that if I choose to be vegan, then actually I'm going to have to support these pathways some other way, perhaps with supplements. Yeah. So there is a way around.
Absolutely. Well, knowledge is power, isn't it? Always. And I think, you know, one of the things that came up with Lily's screening when she was assessed is that she doesn't process vitamin B12 very well. So again, that, you know, that's very hard for purely plant-based or veggie eaters to get hold of. But even though she's not, she still needs extra supplementation of B12, you know, to bring her levels up.
Yeah.
This might be an interesting moment, actually, to talk about kind of the family genetics and to share an example. Because, so Lily started off this journey, and I was so fascinated by her results and so intrigued by the fact that it could be incredibly helpful for her that I wanted to talk more. I wanted to talk to you. I wanted to feature you in the magazine. And to do that, I said, well, why don't I have a test and then we can talk through it, I can understand it better. And I was absolutely not expecting to find the things that you found. And we then went on and tested Lily's sister to see, you know, what could be helpful for her. And what's interesting, I think, about my two girls is they have different fathers. So obviously half their genes come from me. And half come from two different guys. So have you got those that you can share as a screen? For those who are watching via YouTube, you will be able to see this. For those of you who are listening on your podcast app, we will do our best to talk through it. Or you might want to pop onto YouTube later and just have a little look at it.
Okay. So can you see my screen?
Yes, I can see your screen. That is very interesting. So this was for vitamin D, which we're obviously hearing a lot about in the news at the moment, really important for our immune system. It's something that even the government says that we need to take supplements for to bring up our levels, especially during the winter months. So these are the results for me at the top, and then for my two girls, for Lily and Brella. Now, what do these colours mean? That's the first thing that I can see.
So generally, green means that this is the default, the kind of most common reference genotype, the same as the reference one. And usually that means it, from a health perspective, it's the beneficial version of the gene.
So green is good, and there's quite a bit of green, certainly for me at the top there. It says good transporter, normal circulation of vitamin D throughout the body. So that's kind of a tip.
And there are two different genes here that are involved in vitamin D kind of behavior. So that first one where you've got the green is all about how you hold, store, transport vitamin D. And this means, in effect, how easy or hard is it for you to achieve a healthy, good vitamin D status?
Right.
So you've got the luck of the draw for this card in terms of this particular gene. And it means if you have good exposure to sunlight, which is the best way to achieve a good vitamin D level. If you've got some intake of food, then you should be able to achieve a good vitamin D status. If you have a snip on this, so there we could have a little look at Lily's.
Lily's actually got an amber colour, so it's a bit like a traffic light on the screen here. You've got green, you've got amber, and then you've got red. So Lily, when it comes to be the transporter of vitamin D, she's coming up as amber, and it says poor transporter.
Yeah. So this is a bit like, this gene is the taxi that carries the vitamin D through the body. And some people's taxi is really, really efficient at doing that, and other people's taxi stops off at a few places and people get out and some of the vitamin D kind of falls along the
wayside. She's got the slow bus, has she? And I've got the kind of executive demo.
Yes, exactly. So for Lily, it would be if you had exactly the same exposure to environmental sources of vitamin D as each other, then it is likely that your vitamin D status would be better than Lily's.
Right.
So she has to put in more effort and be more proactive about her vitamin D intake in order to achieve that healthy vitamin D level.
So that would mean me topping her up with more vitamin D supplements, especially. And she's very pale. She has, you know, very, very fair skin, and she burns very easily, so she doesn't go out in the sun. So she's got a double whammy there. She's very pale, she doesn't go in the sun, and she's a poor transporter of vitamin D. So she is an absolute prime candidate, isn't she, for relatively high levels of vitamin D supplementation.
Yeah. Exactly. And so you see, that's a perfect example straight away of, actually, we have a solution for this.
Yeah.
It's amber, but it's nothing to be really worried about, because in this world, the modern world has a solution that is fairly easy to apply. But you know what, if you weren't aware of it, then...
And we know how important it is. And then when you look at Brella, for example, it says, again, she's green, so she's got the good genes from me. It says, good transporter, you know, no problem with your taxi service getting the vitamin D around the body. Now, moving back up the chart to the other bits of vitamin D, because it's not just about getting it moved around the body, is it? There's actually other bits here that you're looking into, and this is where it starts to get a little bit complicated, because we've got some amber, certainly for me, and some red umbrella. So talk me through here. So I'm already feeling quite smug that I'm a good transporter of vitamin D, but then you come down here and it says I've got reduced vitamin D receptor activity and response, which could cause insufficiency. So does this mean that I'm not using my vitamin D properly?
Yeah, this is about how your body responds to that vitamin D. So vitamin D is actually a hormone, which is a messenger. And so vitamin D is the messenger to these receptors. So it kind of plugs in to the receptor, and it's that plugging in, that connection with the receptor, that then tells the body, you know, modulate, regulate my immune system, make sure my bone health is good, help me to make the happy neurotransmitter serotonin, all those things. So that plugging in, this is almost about how well fitting is that plug. Is it a bit wobbly, you know, or is it nice and snug? So if it's a little bit looser, then the effect of that vitamin D will not be so great. And so it's more important that you make sure that you have a very, very consistent supply of vitamin D, and you don't allow it to dip. To be low.
It's certainly something, you know, during this whole lockdown and beyond, I'm much more aware of vitamin D, as I am with so many other nutrients I now talk about. And, you know, I do supplement and I do take more supplements than I've ever done before. And what's interesting here, looking at me, for those who can see it on the screen, and Lily, is that we are the opposite. So I've got green when it comes to transport. You know, I've got my vitamin D is whizzing around my body in a limo, and it's all really happy and getting around. But once it gets there, it's having a struggle to actually do its job, which is why, according to this, it says here higher levels of vitamin D may be needed, you know, to achieve the same benefit.
Yeah. I was going to say, you know, when we're all told that these are the levels we should aim for, then actually this is another aspect of life where that should actually be personalised, because the level that Lily perhaps needs to aim for in terms of if you were to do a vitamin D test is not as high as yours.
Interesting. So if I had a vitamin D test, it would show what was going around my body, and so the doctor would go, oh, you're absolutely fine, Liz, you've got normal levels of vitamin D circulating. But actually I know from this genomics that yes, I may have good levels of vitamin D, but it's not actually being able to work properly. So therefore, is the answer for me then to take higher levels? So I've got more available to work.
Yeah, exactly.
And the same for Lily, although when you look at her, she doesn't have a very good transportation system. She's on that slow little bus. But actually, when she does get it delivered to the sites that it's needed, it's working very efficiently.
Yeah, so that's kind of a compensating factor for the poor transport in a way. It's kind of she can make the most of what she does get, but it would still be take more work really in terms of the intake of vitamin D.
So she again probably needs more. And I mean, the government do say, is it 1,000 international units sort of on average roughly for an adult?
Yeah.
So, you know, is there any guidance here as to what sort of levels we should be increasing it to?
There's a lot of different opinions anyway as to what is an adequate amount, and it does depend on what are the sources of vitamin D you're getting.
Yeah, of course.
But I think for someone like Lily with that transporter SNP, I would say 1,000 probably wouldn't really touch the sides. It would be more like 4,000, I would recommend. And then I'd also always recommend testing actual vitamin D levels, because you can have too much of a good thing as well. Right. So although it's quite difficult to have too much vitamin D, it is quite unusual. Mm. It can be toxic. So any nutrient or vitamin that is fat soluble, you can have too much of it because it's stored in fat. It's more storable in the body, so you can have too much of it. I would say it's for her, it would take more supplement to achieve that optimum level, or even the optimum level for her. to than 1,000, I'd say probably 4 would be a starting point, a maintenance dose. Yes.
Even. Gosh, just for maintenance. And for me too, similarly, would you say?
So for you, you might not need as quite as much to raise your levels, but because we want your levels to be higher, then probably a similar increased intake.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, I really hope that you enjoyed listening or maybe re-listening to Emma Bezek there. I think this whole world of genetic testing and personalized medicine, personalized nutrition, personalized fitness, whatever it is so, so interesting. And I'm quite sure that it is the way that we're going in the future. And we're going to be seeing more of it. And you can expect to see more of it coming at you from Lizar Wellbeing too. And if you would like to see some of those test results relating to Lily, Umbrella and me, you will be able to find the full interview over on the Lizar Wellbeing YouTube channel where we actually filmed it. So you can see some of those reports. Otherwise, you can take a listen to the full length podcast episode. And that's the one with Emma Bezek, talking about Life Code GX, and you will find that wherever you listen to your podcasts. And you will also find the link on Lizar Wellbeing website if all else fails. And if you're interested in having the screening done for yourself, it costs around £399 if you get the special package, and I'll explain that, because normally you have to go through a practitioner. But we've managed to, because of our relationship with Life Code GX, and I think she's just seen so many of us here, she feels like part of the family, that we have got a special arrangement with her. So if you're interested, you just go to my website, which is lizarwellbeing.com, and click on Liz Loves. That's the section, I'm sure you know, that brings up all the many discount codes that my team and I have been able to negotiate on everybody's behalf. And if you scroll down, you will find Life Code GX. It's all alphabetical, so if you look under L, you'll find Life Code GX. And if you click on that link, you will be taken to what's called the Optimum Health Package. Now, that normally is over £400. Here it costs £399, and it's exclusive to my community because you don't need a referral from a practitioner. Normally you'd have to go through a nutritionist or a doctor or a medic, which is obviously time consuming and expensive. But here you can go right ahead and you can order directly your testing kit. And this not only includes obviously the test and the report, but also a one-to-one session online with a qualified practitioner once you get your report. And that's really important because it helps interpret the results so that you can really see what you need more of or perhaps less of, and the kind of quantities that you might need to supplement in your diet or not. You don't know. This is the key thing. Till you do the test, you don't actually know. And, you know, any age can do it, because it's about genes, and genes are binary. It's black or white. It's a yes, no answer. So whether you take this test, if you're 5 years old or 95, the result will be the same. And I think that's actually very encouraging. And it's also perhaps making everybody think maybe we should be doing this sooner rather than later. And I think you probably heard me say before that I actually gave genetic testing kits to my family as Christmas presents. And I think they make a great gift, actually, you know, maybe a special birthday, something like that. Anyway, mustn't forget to say, actually, that not only is it a special setup just for the Liz Our Wellbeing community, but if you also enter Liz Loves, that's all in capitals, all in one word, you will then get a further 15% discount applied to that. And that brings the price down, obviously, a bit more. So just don't forget to do that. If you click on that link, still enter the Liz Loves when it comes to checkout, and then you will get the discount applied as well. And honestly, you know, I know it sounds like an ad. It's not. I really can't recommend this simple testing protocol highly enough. It's just a simple cheek swab, and they are a very ethical company. I think that's really important, you know, because the data is anonymized. They don't store it, they don't share it, and then you get your own absolute certainty of the nutrients that you might need to stay well, or perhaps, as in the case of certain members of my family, recover your health and get well. Well, on to other matters. And thank you so much for all the lovely messages from last week's highlight, where I revisited a podcast episode recorded a few years ago with the wonderful Kirsty Lang, a familiar voice to many of us, no doubt, from BBC Radio 4's Front Row programme and more. We had such a good chat about intraoperative radiotherapy treatment following her breast cancer diagnosis. And we also discussed how she went back safely onto HRT following her breast cancer surgery and ongoing cancer care. Well, I'm very pleased to say that we were in touch again last week, and she told me that she is still in the all clear and also very much benefiting from improved quality of life with her ongoing HRT. So she is a happy bunny, and I'm very pleased to be able to report that. And if you would like to take a listen to Kirsty's fascinating personal journey, do tune in either to last week's Friday Five highlight, or you can find the long form original podcast in the Liz Our Wellbeing Show archives. Simply search for Kirsty Lang. And that book that we talked about during that episode is called Estrogen Matters, and it's by Professor Avram Blooming. And it is essential reading for anyone worried about breast cancer and taking HRT. It is highly reassuring. Well, before I go, time for a few quick reviews and thank yous. Thank you so much for keeping these coming in. One here from Joe on Instagram. This was sent last week, I think, while I was on holiday, saying, really missing our Monday, Wednesday and Friday live session. Teary emoji face. I feel like I've had my right arm chopped off. I hope you're having a lovely time and look forward to listening to your energized, evidence-based well-being tips for us all. Thank you, Joe. Well, I hope that you managed to catch me live on Wednesday when I arrived back in the UK, literally straight off the plane to do a live. That was a lot of fun to catch up with everybody, and thank you for your kind words. This from Sam on YouTube, who says, what a champion Liz is for ladies in our 40s and beyond who've never had a voice on this subject. Please keep up the excellent work, Liz. I really appreciate all your hard work, and I know many others will too. Yes, absolutely, Sam. We are totally revised and not revised, revived. We are revived and reinvigorated and raring to go for the new season ahead. This is from Leah, also on YouTube, says, thanks for putting this information out there. It's so very useful and interesting. I learn something new every time I watch or read anything to do with the menopause. And I love that you are a big champion for women's health in general, Liz. Fantastic discussion. Extremely beneficial to watch. Thank you again for promoting women's health. And I may look into the Bupa plan as an option. Yeah, this was really interesting, Leah. If you haven't yet seen this, this is a new initiative that Bupa, the private healthcare provider, are offering for women. And I think it's really good. I mean, obviously, in an ideal world, nobody would have to pay for good healthcare. But this is a low-cost option where you get one-to-one consultation with a doctor, a specially trained doctor, properly trained. They've actually been through Dr. Louise Newson menopause doctor training, so they are properly good. And then you also get, for a full year, you get access to their care line, their follow-up appointments. It is really good. So if you are having difficulties with your own GP, or you need a second opinion, or you just want to look into it, do please take a look. And I recorded a episode for the Liz Our Wellbeing show over on YouTube, and you can take a look at that. That is one of the senior lead doctors from Bupa talking all about it, and I do highly recommend it. This came in from Laura on email saying, love your magazine, followed all the articles on HRT and menopause and skin related problems such as rosacea. Thank you. Thank you very much, Laura. Yeah, there's a lot on rosacea. I know that's such a common issue. Rosacea, pigmentation, scarring, all of that. Do head to Liz Our Wellbeing website. You will find lots there and more. Lastly, here from Alison saying, so educational with regard to the menopause, the microbiome, self-care and well-being, plus interesting, creative people interviewed in a thoughtful manner. Thank you very much, Alison. That was a review of the podcast. And don't forget that you can contact my team or me through our social media channels. They are always open. I don't do direct message on Instagram because I just get too overloaded, but I do always read my comments and I will answer just as many as I can. And the same goes for our Liz Our Wellbeing YouTube channel too, which has quite a lively comment section. And if you'd like to leave a review for me on iTunes after listening to this episode, please feel free to do so. And there's a good chance I shall read it out to share with everyone here next week. Now, next week is an exciting week if you're listening in real time. It's another key moment in my calendar because we have a brand new magazine issue launching, going live for September and October. If you haven't got onto the subscription list, then please do, because it is not available in any shop. You have to subscribe to receive it, and we only print a limited quantity. So if you'd like to get your subscription, this is a very good chance to subscribe. You've got the new issue coming soon, and there are some very good deals to be had, which you can find on the Liz Our Wellbeing website. And that is it for now. If you're listening, as I say, in real time, I hope you have a very happy, healthy, restful and joy-filled bank holiday weekend. And I shall much look forward to connecting again next week, back with my Instagram lives, my YouTube films, and of course, my weekly Friday 5 podcast. So until then, go very well. Have a terrific weekend. Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.